Looking for a no-hassles roof for your home? DaVinci Roofscapes offers affordable slate and shake roofing tiles that add long-term beauty to your home. The synthetic DaVinci tiles resist mold, algae, fungus, and insects. Backed by a 50-year warranty, DaVinci roofs are fire-resistant and withstand severe weather like high winds and hail. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci slate and shake tiles to not only protect but enhance the beauty of their home. Learn more about award-winning DaVinci products at DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624 today.
What a perfect day to play that right there.
And it is a perfect day with my husband, Mark.
Oh, and it is a beautiful day with my wife, Teresa.
And I want to say I am so excited because you did something in our bedroom this past weekend that made me very happy. That's G-rated.
And crossing the line into awkward will be my wife. There's the line. We've jumped into it.
I've had this antique chandelier for quite a while.
You only pronounce it that way if you're of French derivation.
I like to say foyer as well. And I've had it for a while, and I wanted to put it over our bed, and you put it in for me over the weekend, even though we didn't actually
turn it on
so it lights.
Because there's no wire there.
But then we have DIY Network's house counselor, Lori March, talking with us today about feng shui in the bedroom. And I just read that that's not good feng shui. Because it's like a dagger coming at you.
Oh, my God. Oh.
So,
Lori, get me out.
Help us. Please help us.
Yes. Hi, guys.
Hi, how are you?
Hi.
So many wonderful things are happening in your bedroom. That's always good news, right?
Yes.
It's good news.
It is good news, especially when you get to sleep.
Honestly, that's a big key to the bedroom, right? It's a place that we go to relax, to recharge. You know, every layer of things that are beautiful, they tend to happen in the bedroom, right?
Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah.
Even if you live the Spartan lifestyle, opposite of feng shui, I just read Joe DeSena's book, Spartan Up, and he talks about all these wild athletic feats, staying up for days at a time. And then he says, well, everybody thinks that Spartans don't sleep. And he says, no. Like, he's a big health advocate. He says,
yeah,
7 hours of uninterrupted sleep a night is what you generally need to be healthy.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's what we're talking about.
Let's high five him. But I want to talk about
the dagger. That's the sword of Damocles that's over our heads while we sleep. And you wrote a blog about this.
Yeah.
That, by the way, is so wonderfully well written. I have to give you English major high five.
Hey, thanks. I spent some time as an English major, too. There it is. We got it. We got this. We're totally coordinated, huh?
Oh, no, we're good. That's
so good. It was a time delay. It's just,
all,
it has nothing to do with your
is.
Coordination.
Right.
All guys. Okay, so feng shui in the bedroom. Help us. Like, how do we bring in a little bit more of, like, the good mood and the good vibes into
our most intimate place in our
world, honey. Our love nest.
Queen double entendre. Hold on one second.
And Lori's a newlywed, too, so she's more than an expert because she's the house counselor. She's like, you know, an expert in being a newlywed.
Right, because we're not.
We
obviously.
Know. We did that years ago.
But I'll take it. I'll take it.
Feng shui.
Yeah.
Give us your nutshell of what feng shui is before we get into applying its principles in the bedroom.
All right.
Sure. I think it's an old collection of best practices. You know, that's a new term for an old collection of wonderful things that you can do that can either create energy or change energy in your space. Now, I know it sounds kind of Californian to talk about energy, and I do live in LA, so, you know, California people take this very seriously, but I think that Western and Eastern culture have a very different look at these things, and for years and years, people have been exploring how the things in our home affect us, be it the shape of things, the scale of things, color even, all of these things affect how we perceive our home and our mood. So to me, I really look at feng shui as sort of a cool exploration of the ways that your home can affect you for better and for worse. So
okay.
I like that. I like, and I get it. There's a different feel in a room that has, you know, a well-placed flower vase on the windowsill as opposed to a very small shelf with 4,000 knickknacks on it.
Sure. It's true. I feel like that might be a personal vendetta that he was just taking out somewhere in there. I heard that, you know.
I don't know.
That could have been subtext.
We don't have
I'm
that.
Not, I have the id, ego, superego. I'm not in charge of at least two of those.
Okay. Well, I read your blog about feng shui in the bedroom, and I think that we have most of the things that you were talking about. And you can check out that blog at DIYnetwork.com and on your website, too, at LoriMarchHome.com. So walk us through it. And I want to share all of these tips because I think I want to bring a little romance into everyone's life.
Yeah. I mean, I think the first start is to say – but all of these are suggestions, right? Every space is different. So you may not be able to accomplish all of these tips or any of them. It's just little things to become more aware of. There's no judgment here, you know. This is just some fun things that you could explore when you're thinking about how to make your space a little more good energy flowing through it, right? So to me, I like to start with sort of making sure that anybody who really spends time in the space likes the color of the room. It could be that you need to go to a soothing place. So most people find a green or a blue soothing. Some people find white really distracting because it seems empty of energy. So again, I think that's very important for people to discuss together because two people might have totally different opinions of color. So if you're sharing your most intimate space with someone else that's a regular citizen there, making sure that you both agree with the color choices and the decor choices is so important. First things first, I think a lot of people tend to put up family photos in the bedroom, and it's fine. You can do it. But just remember that that photo is always kind of looking at you in your space. So tons of children's photos, family photos, you know, all the cousins on the wall. It might be hard if you're getting ready for a quick makeout session with your hubby. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's like going on a date at your grandmother's house or, you know, going out for an evening cocktail at a daycare. You know, it's just, you get, basically all I heard from you was screaming children.
I think the second example is actually might be a little illegal.
I drink there all the time.
Oh, well,
out of a water bottle.
You don't want to tell them, though. Okay.
Right.
How do you think you can survive it?
It's like visiting your grandmother's house, and she's got your high school portrait on the wall. You know, sometimes I think that we evolve in our home more than anywhere else. And so maybe you're evolving past where that photo might have been. Maybe you don't like how you look in that photo. Well, that's kind of on your mind when it's up in your space. So it's always good to take a look at everything that occupies the room around you in your bedroom and just make sure that everybody's cool with what's there, right?
I like that.
That's a really good point.
I really do like that.
Yeah.
So what would you suggest then instead of a picture of, you know, great granddad at Waterloo or whenever was Waterloo? Is that like 500 years ago? Anyway, you know what I mean.
You know, I think the bedroom is a great place for abstract art or blown-up photographs from some of your best family moments. Maybe you were on a gorgeous beach in a vacation at some point in your life. Anytime that you can look around in that moment and see that your entire family is happy, maybe that's a great time to blow up a landscape photo or a beach photo from one of those moments because it sort of transports you back to a happy time. I think that's a great – also paintings that are – colors or plant life or flowers, you know, all of these things are very evocative and interesting, and they don't have to suggest work or family or money, anything, you know, just things that make you feel close to nature or close to anything that rejuvenates you personally. It's a great place to start.
I I really like that, and I like flowers.
I do too. You should see my next blog coming up at myfixituplife.com.
Yeah.
It's going to be this. This is awesome.
Yeah. Oh, Mark is totally stealing your mojo.
I really...
You're embracing it.
Just...
Embracing it.
And I'm not just making this up because we like you, and we do, but I'm feeling very relaxed just sort of letting the nervous energy of certain images go away.
Okay. Yeah.
Which means I will be taking furniture out of the bedroom in about a half hour.
Furniture?
Yeah, some of it makes me nervous.
But we actually don't have furniture in our bedroom. We have, like, very minimal stuff in our bedroom.
We do have built-in cabinets, Lori, so it's going actually going to be... Can I borrow an impact driver?
Sure. I've got one right back there.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Oh,
now,
goodness.
You are also, though, the house counselor for DIYnetwork.com, and you're working on all kinds of Q&A for them, right?
It's true, yeah. I think there's lots of questions that people have that don't necessarily get answered publicly. It could be, I mean, this is a perfect example. You know, people have homes, and they don't come with an owner's manual. So there are lots of things to explore, like how to make decisions about color, how to set a budget with your partner for a remodel. People have intimate questions like that about their home that don't always have a natural place to go to answer them. And that's actually what HGTV and the DIY Network and I have decided to partner on, is just really exploring the stuff that you can't find in a book somewhere or an owner's manual for an appliance. You know, kind of tough questions that today's homeownership has brought up. So we do a lot of Q&A and some really interesting questions.
So how does someone ask you questions? If they want to ask Lori March a question, how do they get in touch with you?
Well, the quickest way today is to go straight to the DIY Network Facebook page. And there's a post there with a picture of my head, and it says, Ask Lori. And basically, they decided to foot the bill for some of the toughest questions out there this fall. Anything you could think of that you really just need an answer for, or you just wish you could dial a friend on. And all you have to do is leave a comment right in their Facebook page of what you want to have answered. And then it'll all roll up into a ball, and we'll pick some of the toughest ones. You know how technology does that. It all rolls up into a ball.
Yeah, it makes it really fun that way.
Do you get that shipped to your house wrapped in rubber bands?
I do, and then duct tape, yeah, for sure. And then washi tape to make it pretty, yeah.
Well, yeah, you have to
have
that.
I mean, that's baseline,
yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah.
We get the same one. You know,
sure.
Yeah.
Yours has more like nails and hammers sticking out of it, though.
Yeah, it has trouble being mailed, actually, shipped.
It has to come common carrier
yeah,
freight.
Yeah, it really
it's
does.
Lift gate, the
yeah,
whole thing.
Yeah, it's
I
a little
mean,
heavy.
Speaking of technology, you know, we really didn't cover another point about feng shui in the home, and it's specifically in the bedroom. Let me ask you guys a tough question. Do you take your laptop or your cell phone into the bedroom with you?
Not my laptop, but mm-hmm. I bring my phone in at night just so that we have a phone in case something happens.
Emergency, not, right?
The emergency phone, not to use it.
Not to use
not,
it.
Not to, like, Facebook and tweet and...
No, I don't do that.
No utility
stuff.
Work.
No.
That's good, because a lot of people forget that every piece of technology in your bedroom has a signal, it has a plug, it has energy coming in and out of it, your cell phone, you know, there's a lot going on with these devices. Just the natural instinct to turn on a TV to fall asleep to, this is a heavy, heavy debate among anybody that is talking about what to do when they're reworking a bedroom. Do you just leave the TV in the bedroom? Do you not? You know, some people consume their television on a laptop. Can you bring the laptop into the bedroom? If you have a smaller space, can you have a desk set up in the bedroom? My answer for that is if you can avoid having a desk in your bedroom, do it. There is no reason your bills, your laptop, your filing should end up in your bedroom if there's another spot in your home. Otherwise, every time you look at that little corner, you're thinking about your bills. And whoop, that's really bad for bad for the bedroom.
Bad for the 7 hours.
Yeah, that's anti-spicy for a marriage.
Yeah, nothing turns me on like a pile of unpaid bills.
Yeah.
Hey, look, we're destitute.
but like a box of money might turn you on.
Anti-sexy. I like it.
Anti-sexy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very, very much so.
So Mark shouldn't put on his like money vest anymore to get into bed. That kind of
makes you a little hot. With the money. No. Money vest could work just fine. Like that.
Not back up, sister.
Plug and no bills.
Well, you should see what he wears with it. It's a whole.
It's a thing.
Yeah. It's a whole ensemble.
I'm a counselor too. I can't tell you a lot. So
I think you guys seem like you've got a lot of this figured out.
Except for the chandelier. I love it. It's beautiful. It's got crystals hanging off of it.
It's nice.
It's got a pineapple.
Tell you, if it were frenetic, I'd be the first one freaking out.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the whole dagger thing is unsettling.
Well, is it directly above your bed?
Yes.
Yeah. If it fell, it'd be like a spear going
it
right
would be.
Through.
It would be.
Although it only weighs like 3 ounces. I mean, it's not like a giant, you know what I mean? It's not a candelabra above the piano at the thing.
But it might affect us.
It's a light fixture. Let's look into it. Dear Diary.
Yeah.
Think about, especially if you have not plugged it in yet. If it's something that could decoratively hang in a corner, somewhere where you can admire it from afar instead of exactly above you, where every time you look up at it, some part of your psyche knows that if it fell, it would land on you.
See, I haven't even thought that it could fall.
I love how you just put that.
Maybe that's it. Maybe I don't have that fear, so it's okay. Do you have?
I'm not worried about that thing falling at all.
Because my expert carpenter husband hung it for me. Right?
That's right.
Strong muscle arms.
Yes, and it only required physical muscle stuff. No brains required.
He took his shirt off. He actually took his shirt off to hang it for me.
There's plenty of confidence in that bedroom, and that is a big part of feng shui. It's feeling confident about your space, you know? You have to admire and like what's happening there, what you see here. You have to surround yourself with things that make you personally feel happy. So here's the thing. If it works for you, then it works. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I love it.
I want to give you a big hug.
You are like Nugget Queen today. I love how you see, like, all the unseen stuff that's happening.
Yeah.
That's like chatter inside yourself that happens. You don't even know you're doing it, but you are.
Okay.
You're talking to yourself inside. You know, you're at some level, you're afraid, whatever it is, you're afraid the thing's going to fall down or whatever, the death rays coming out of your laptop.
Yes.
You know.
Right.
The gambling addiction, you know, all that stuff.
Yeah, that's probably, you probably don't want to have like a roulette table or anything.
You have
in
a roulette
bedroom.
Meal in your bedroom?
No.
The family room, but not the bedroom, guys, not the bedroom.
Yeah, and that's something else.
Quick question.
Yeah.
Tell me what's under the bed.
Oh, my shoes.
Woo! Under the bed is a really important place for feng shui.
I keep my high-heel shoes under there, my sexy shoes, so I think it's all right.
You know, you guys have a great answer for everything, I will say. The high heels, if they had to have a place, if they make you feel foxy, then under the bed could be it. However, if you're feeling stuck about anything in your life, feeling stuck about anything in your bedroom, take the high-heeled shoes out from under the bed, hit it with a vacuum, clean it out under there, because creating that space, you're leaving room for something to enter your life, something positive.
I'm hoping.
So what you're saying is Mark needs to give me more of his closet space so that I can put my shoes in it.
Sure. See,
the house counselor from DIY Network says that I need more closet space from you.
In the minute or so we have
That's
left,
what I
Lori
heard.
March.
That's what I heard. We do.
No, in the minute or so we have left.
I have one thing to say.
I won't say anything in that minute.
And then
so
you
just
say,
be over here.
Maryland. You're from Maryland. I'm from Maryland. I just purchased this summer a Maryland flag bathing suit that I'm hoping to wear at the beach next week. It is like the coolest kind of print ever, I have to say. And if you don't know what the Maryland flag looks like, you have to look it up because it is the coolest flag.
It is the coolest
in these
flag.
United States.
I love it. I had an American flag bikini at length in my teenage years, so I'm in full support of this. And if you're right, it is a really distinctive pattern. So
yes.
Hopefully you're going to be Instagramming some photos of this or Facebooking.
Totally.
I'm counting, you know, Maryland.
Yes. Go Maryland.
Right, the second best state in the union.
Oh, Lord. He's from Massachusetts. He's got an addiction to it.
You have got to follow Lori March.
Yes, everyone follow Lori March.
At Lori underscore March on Twitter. Follow her on Facebook. LoriMarchHome.com. Follow her at DIY Network. And watch a video of this interview on YouTube.
And get your Foxy back, because we got it, right, baby?
We got it, and we're out!
Thanks, Lori.
Thank you.